Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And part of what makes it a great day, and it is the feeling of unity that has engulfed not only the people of Israel and the nation of Israel, particularly with the change in the government that allows the government to represent all of the people of Israel in a full and appropriate way. But the sense of unity and determination here in the United States, with Jewish people feeling not alone because we have so many friends, so many people who call and express concern and express solidarity with Israel. And that is part of the work of the American Jewish Committee. The American Jewish Committee was established in 1906. And it was established initially to try to protect people, save people from the impact of very deadly, bloody, oppressive Russian pogroms, exactly the kind of persecution that my grandparents suffered in Russia, in Ukraine, actually. Ted Deutsch, who was a former member of Congress, distinguished member of Congress, known as a moderate who worked with both sides, though he himself was a Democrat. He was a member of Congress for 12 years, representing Florida, Broward and Palm Beach counties in Florida. He is now the CEO of the American Jewish Committee. And considering the history of your organization, Ted Deutsch, isn't it amazing when you think going all the way back to 1906, there was a concern about pogroms in Russia? What we are seeing, partially because of the media age, what we saw recently from Hamas is even worse, isn't it?
Well, it's good to be with you. I appreciate referring back to the start of AJC. It was a pogroms in Russia, pogrom in Moldova in particular. The world wasn't paying attention, and AJC was born to ensure that there would be an organization advocating for the Jewish people every day, and that includes the Jewish people all around the world. And it's very clear that what happened last Saturday morning is absolutely a pogrom, the worst mass violence against the Jewish community since the Holocaust. And it was carried out by a group of terrorists that brutalized in the most barbaric way civilians, and it's led to this moment that you started your show with, where people are standing overwhelmingly not just in support of Israel and Israel's right to defend itself, but understanding that just as no one would stand with ISIS and no one would stand with Al-Qaeda, nor should anyone stand on the side of evil that is Hamas. So that was our origin, and it's a straight line all the way through to this moment when our work now is dedicated to making sure that what happened in Israel continues to dominate the discussion, because it's what happened that led to this response of Israel having to defend itself and her people.
The ADL just reported that there were record high levels of anti-Semitic hate crimes in the U.S. in 2022, rising by 36%. Now, all of that, of course, is before any of these recent occurrences in the Middle East. Do you think there is a hope that some of the coming together that we see as a nation right now on this issue is going to change that trend of rising hate crimes here in America?
Well, Michael, in the near term, unfortunately, I think it's the opposite. I think there's the history tells us that that at moments like this, there is an increase in attacks on the Jewish community. It's why there's so much concern about these rallies in support of Hamas on college campuses today, the rallies in support of Hamas in some cities for tomorrow. There is much concern, considerable concern in the community about potential spillover. And I don't know that it should be surprising to anyone that when a group of people, no matter how small or large, decides that it's going to take to the streets to support terrorists, to support those who murdered and raped and kidnapped and mutilated civilians, that could turn things for the worst. So that said, as we go forward, more and more people will see what these protests will be. I am confident will be repulsed by them. Our efforts to really bring more people together to stand in support of Israel, the people of Israel, and really humanity and decency will continue to increase.
And what describe some of the most important of those efforts going forward?
Well, first comes with the people that we know, that your listeners know. AJC has guides for corporations and for universities and for government leaders to help them understand not just what happened, but to be able to boldly speak out about it. Too many universities have failed to follow the lead of some of the stronger statements that have come from places like the University of Miami, the University of Florida, other universities who have really taken strong positions against the terrorists and in support of Israel. Too many universities issued statements that were tepid at best, that refused to condemn the terrorism. So we've got materials at our website that can help universities and supporters of those universities provide the information so that they can appropriately speak out, so that business leaders know how to speak out. It shouldn't be difficult, but it requires the advocacy of our team at AJC, but also of your listeners to reach out to make sure that everyone is speaking out the way that they must in order to stand with humanity and against terrorism and evil.
And let me say something. You give me the opportunity that I haven't been able to mention on the air before, is that I'm very proud that Peter Salove, the outgoing president of Yale University, my alma mater, gave a very strong statement that contrasted very dramatically with what the kind of medium squishy statements that you hear from some universities. And the same is true for the president of the University of Washington here in Seattle, Anna Marie Kelsey. She was unequivocal. Of course, there was a recent University of Washington graduate who was one of the fallen, one of the people who was killed by Hamas in southern Israel. There was a hate rally in Times Square where swastikas were displayed. Is there any way to stop that kind of event before it starts?
Well, as I said, that shouldn't be surprising to anyone. Hamas's charter calls for the massacre of Jews. That's why they exist. So little wonder that would lead to someone with a swastika or a swastika flag or all of the other horrific signs that we've seen. There is an opportunity that we've taken, that everyone should take, to make sure that if there is something that could lead to violence, that violence has to be stopped. And that means if there is evidence, law enforcement is monitoring these situations very closely. If there is evidence that violence is being planned, then these should be shut down. The safety and security of the people, the communities in which these are taking place, always is of paramount importance.
It must come first. And I want to thank you, Ted Deutsch, in a very busy time for taking the difficulty. We have information about the AJC, the American Jewish Committee, posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Coming up, Gordon Chang on the Chinese connection to what's happening. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved Show, China has actually moved closer to Iran than any other major power. Is there a Chinese dimension to the recent attacks on Israel? We'll talk about that with Gordon Chang coming up. Before we do that, though, just a little bit of good news. And again, it's good news combined with an utterly fascinating article that has lots and lots of data in it. And I'm not going to bore you with the data because the punchline is kind of one that I think everybody would like to hear. And the headline says, too old, the next phrase, Biden and Trump may not be. And the piece by a writer named Josh Zumbrun says that either Donald Trump or Joe Biden would be the oldest person to ever win the presidency if they prevail in next year's election at age 77 and 80, respectively. Both are already past the U.S. life expectancy of 76.4 years. It's become a major source of voter concern and media attention. In a CBS News poll, only 34% of respondents thought that Biden could actually make it through a second term. Only 55% thought that Trump would. That's a very significant percentage for supporters of both of the two candidates who think that they're each going to die. And so this is not just a question of, okay, well, the vice presidents that are chosen are going to be more important than ever before. It's also a question, is it true? Do people need to have this worry? And Josh Zumbrun writes, the concern that their age somehow disqualifies them from public office doesn't really align with the state of aging in 2023. There's biological truth to the adage that age is just a number. Americans, on average, are healthier in old age than ever before. Many of the factors that predict longer life favor Biden and Trump based on public information about their health. There's a lot of armchair gerontologists who are wearing glasses through which they see what they want to see, says Jay Olshansky, who's a professor of epidemiology and biostatistics at the University of Illinois, Chicago. The suggestion that everyone who is old is feeble, experiencing loss, decline, and decay, this completely ignores the radical transformation in the last 20, 30 years of the population that survived into older age. When you're predicting life expectancy, the experts now suggest we care more about how long someone their age can expect to live, which can be calculated with the actuary's longevity illustrator. That tells us that a non-smoking male with Biden's birthday in good health would be expected to live 9 more years after next year's election day. While for someone with Trump's birthday, that person would be expected to live 11 more years. In other words, for both of these individuals, they could each only serve one more term, so 4 years. So Biden would be projected to live for 5 years after that term, and Trump would be projected to live for 7 years after that term. First, the median includes people who drink alcohol generally. Regular drinking of 2 or more drinks 3 or more times a week shortens life expectancy by about 7 years. That's actually something to think about. Both Trump and Biden are teetotalers, in addition to being non-smokers. Those are two of the biggest killers right there, said Bradley Wilcox, who is a professor and research director at the Department of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Hawaii. When you eliminate excessive alcohol intake and smoking, one thing you're left with is genetics. And here, and this is fascinating to me, both Trump and Biden picked their parents well. Trump's mother lived to the age of 88 and his father to the age of 93, though late in life, his father, Fred Trump, developed Alzheimer's disease. Biden's mother died at 92, living long enough to see her son become the 6th oldest vice president. Joe Biden Sr. died at 86. That's even more impressive than it sounds. When those four individuals were born, life expectancy was around 50. And the genetics here project that these two guys are going to be okay. Biden and Trump are each highly educated at a time when the life expectancy gap between the educated and uneducated has been growing. They are wealthy, also a strong predictor of longer life. They receive excellent health care. Wilcox notes that both men have been tested for C-reactive protein, which helps predict heart disease. He says it's an example of a useful screening that many people might not get. Median life expectancy is just that, the middle. Non-smokers and non-drinkers who are educated, wealthy, and have long-lived parents and good medical care are generally going to outlast the median by quite a bit, which is why many people are not only reaching their 80s today, but continuing to thrive. Many people who are 80 years old now have more in common with people a couple of generations ago who were 60, said Wilcox. Now, this doesn't mean that age is not an issue, but especially if you watch closely and watch both of these candidates for president, do either of them really appear that they are at death's door? Again, there's more here about the statistics. They conclude it by quoting that putting together all the known data, Professor Olshansky said that Trump's extra weight probably cancels out the benefit of a slightly younger age. But he estimates that Trump and Biden would likely have at least an 80% chance of completing their terms in good health, far better than voters think. Olshansky suggests voters worry less about the candidates' ages and more about their values and their policies, which seems to me to be a solid idea. I'll tell you another solid idea, which is a number of foreign policy observers have been talking about China and China's manipulation of the terrorist crisis right now in the Middle East. We'll talk about that with someone who knows more about the Chinese Communist Party than anyone I know, Gordon G. Chang. He'll be joining us coming right up.
The Michael Medved Show, michaelmedved.com. This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The number of Americans killed in the conflict between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas is steadily increasing. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby at the White House.
We're obviously doing everything we can to support and inform the families. Now, sadly, five more families have now gotten the worst possible news that any family can conceive of getting.
In total, 27 Americans have been killed, while 14 are still unaccounted for. The European Union has issued warnings to Meta and X X regarding the dissemination of what it deems as disinformation following the Hamas attacks on Israel. There's been a significant surge in Hamas videos on social media platforms directly violating the EU's regulations against online terrorist content. And in a stroke of incredible luck, there was just one winning Powerball ticket sold about an hour north of Los Angeles, worth $1.7 billion. John Schaefer, USA News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Michael Medved Show, one of the guests on our show, regular guests, who gets a wonderful response because he sees things that most ordinary observers don't. He is a China watcher. Gordon G. Chang, you can find his social media presence at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter, what used to be Twitter, it's now X. He's the author of The Coming Collapse of China, The Great U.S.-China Tech War, and the just-released China is Going to War. Gordon, I wanted to speak to you very much because I spoke recently to somebody who is a great student of foreign affairs and foreign policy who indicated that that individual had the impression that China was getting a free pass, that actually the closeness between China and Iran and between China and Hamas indicates that there may be some of the handiwork of the CCP, of the Chinese Communist Party, involved with this horrific terror attack. What is your research or observation brought out about that possibility?
Well, I certainly agree, Michael, because we know that Hamas is a proxy of Iran, and Iran, in many respects, is a proxy of China. Matter of fact, Iran couldn't challenge the world without Chinese money and diplomatic support. And so we are also seeing, for instance, Chinese weapons starting to show up on the battlefield. There are some mixed indications, but we are clearly seeing North Korean weapons in the hands of Hamas. That could not have happened without Beijing. As we go down the weeks, we're going to see more and more evidence of China's support for this attack. And this is just like China's support for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. as time progressed, we learned more and more.
So basically, what would China see to gain by being identified with Hamas? I mean, there's a major blow coming aimed at Hamas by the Israeli retaliation. What does China gain by identifying with Iran and Hamas?
China, I think, believes that it will gain an image in what they call the global south because they are supporting, quote-unquote, a war of liberation. And this is traditional foreign policy of Beijing. It goes back to the early years of the People's Republic. It's truly misguided. It is truly evil. But unfortunately, that's the way that they see it. Also, I think that they have utter disrespect for the United States and the West, and they think that they can get away with it. Remember, you know, they've destabilized Europe with the war in Ukraine. They have fueled insurgencies with Russia across North Africa, and those insurgencies look like war. China's been getting away with an awful lot recently, so I think that that arrogance has now sort of manifested itself in saying, yes, let's now go after the Middle East.
Is part of this an effort to distract the United States, which is already deeply distracted by the war in Ukraine, as we should be, to get us now involved in another conflict, giving China an opportunity to strike against Taiwan? Is that part of the master plan?
I don't know what's in Xi Jinping's mind, but yes, I think that that's very possibly something that he's thinking about. He is testing the reactions of the United States and the West. He did that in Ukraine and found that we were lacking. He found that in North Africa where we're completely absent. And so really what is going on, I think, in his mind is that, yes, he can bleed us. We should view this as another way, though. We should be going after Iran and Russia and basically taking away China's allies so that China then gets isolated. So two can play this game, but unfortunately the Biden administration is not doing that.
What do they need to do differently to try to diminish, minimize, or block altogether China's influence, malevolent incidents, influence in the Middle East?
The first thing we should be doing is trying to take down the Iranian regime. It has made it very clear that it's trying to take us down. It views us as an enemy. It says that in public. It's not bashful about it. And we have to understand that they are coming after the United States. We've got Iranian agents all through our hemisphere, and we've got to be extremely concerned what they are going to do next. But I believe, and I know some people may think that this is viewing it a little bit too extremely, but I believe we're in a fight for survival. And China believes that it can actually destroy America. A lot of Americans just don't view it that way, but we are seeing things that were inconceivable just a couple of years ago. So we have to understand that the stakes are far higher than we think they are.
I had heard that there was a meeting recently, I believe as recently as May of this past year, in Beijing with some of the top clerical officials from the Islamic Republic of Iran. Do you know anything about these high-level contacts?
Well, those high-level contacts certainly were publicized, so we do know about them. And we also know that the Syrian president, Bashar Assad, was just in Beijing. Clearly there have been these links. They've been very open about it. They don't try to hide it. And that means that there is a coalition forming. And you can see it. It's China, Russia, Iran, North Korea. And we are oblivious to it. Our administration doesn't want to believe the world has divided. It is not dealing with the world as it is. Unfortunately, it's dealing with the world as it thinks it should be. But that world is long gone.
Do you feel any sense of encouragement at all by the worldwide revulsion at the extremes of Hamas?
Yes, but I'm also concerned that we are seeing countries in the global south support Hamas. I'm extremely discouraged by the voices throughout the world, including in the United States, in support of Putin's invasion of Ukraine. There are, you know, at the point, there are so many voices that I think are standing with the forces of darkness, and that's what they are. This is the world is now divided into two, and we are fighting for the very notion of civilization, because when you have people in the world who talk, and people in responsible positions who support Hamas, what they are doing is they're supporting the brutality, the atrocities, the rape. And that means we are fighting for civilization, for the defense of our just sense of decency and rules that govern human society. Those are at stake.
I agree with you, and every word you said, it seems to me, is important and necessary to take to heart. In terms of getting our act together, they've tried just recently to establish a new coalition government. Do you think that perhaps it might be worthwhile to pursue greater cooperation here in the United States for the purpose of confronting the dangerous alliance that has been forming against us?
Absolutely. You know, the Biden administration has been very pro-Iran, and we've seen this in any number of different of their initiatives in the Middle East. And we've got to drop that entirely, and we have got to go and support Israel to the hilt.
Gordon G. Chang, available at Gordon G. Chang on X. We will be right back on the Medved Show with a talk that Israel could be walking into a trap. We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
I really enjoy your program. I listen to talk radio all day. You're definitely right up there, the cream of the crop.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Your champions for free market reform in Washington State, Washington Policy Center, at their annual dinner event, October 13th, featuring the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann.
Don't see race.
Because that's a microaggression.
No. So you do see race.
Because that's a microaggression.
Yeah, that's a microaggression.
Yeah.
Also featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
How do we fight the 72% of millennials in America who believe that socialism is a good thing? Ask them, where has it worked?
Details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved show, there is an alarming column featured in the New York Times, and it bears the extremely attention-getting headline, Israel could be walking into a trap in Gaza. And they write, David Hardin, who is a former USAID mission director in the West Bank and Gaza, and was a senior advisor to Barack Obama. So take that as background. But he writes that 4 days after Hamas's attack, Israel appeared poised to order a full-scale ground invasion of the Gaza Strip. With 1,200 reportedly killed and 2,700 wounded in Israel and the deadliest incursion on Israeli territory in its history, the government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is under enormous pressure to send its forces into the enclave. It has already responded with airstrikes on Gaza that have killed at least 1,100 Palestinians. Before going any further, Israel must consider that it may be walking into a Gaza trap. Here is why. Hamas knew that the attack would give Mr. Netanyahu little choice but to retaliate with a ground invasion. And it knows that the Israeli Defense Forces, technology, and military superiority would offer little advantage on the crowded streets of Gaza City. In Jabalia, Gaza's largest refugee camp, or through Hamas's labyrinth of underground tunnels, Gaza, 140 miles square miles with a population of more than 2 million, is one of the most densely populated places on earth. It appears Hamas wants to draw Israeli soldiers into a quagmire, and then what would they gain from it? They would gain a chance to weaken Israel further, and according to his argument, they would gain political standing and admiration of anti-Israel sentiments around the Arab world. The reason that I find it hard to buy that is because it implies that Hamas is capable of playing a long game. And nothing, in other words, the idea of murdering people at a music festival, in other words, if they had mounted an attack on Israeli military installations, think how different that would be. And the idea that Hardin writes, and he's correct about this, and I agree with him. He says, to avoid any Gaza trap, Israel needs Arab allies on the ground and in the region. Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, and Jordan have all regarded Iran, Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthi rebels in Yemen, and the Muslim Brotherhood as a collective strategic threat. To gain the support of key regional leaders, Israel will have to offer major security concessions and intelligence in the event of a wider war with Iran, and set a meaningful and clear political horizon for a post-Abbas, post-Hamas Palestinian state. Yet Netanyahu faces a steep credibility gap both domestically and with Israel's Arab neighbors. Only a true unity government may be able to blunt the Hamas threat with breakthrough diplomacy in the region. Now, all of that, it seems to me, is reasonable and fair. And one of the difficulties that people have, and partially it's precisely because the government of Israel does not want to give away what their strategy is, first of all, for getting the hostages out, which is just incredibly necessary. One of the questions that has come up, and I know that for policymakers it's come up, is that what if there's an offer by Hamas to return the hostages and return the hostages in for concessions. And given the fact that we just spent, what is it, $6 billion, not of American money, but of releasing $6 billion of Iranian money in return for 5 hostages, here we're talking about it could be as many as 150 hostages who have survived so far. Some of them apparently have already been killed or already died from their injuries. The entire situation is extraordinarily difficult. And one of the few reassuring aspects of the whole situation is that there are people who are thinking about it seriously. And the idea of going into an extremely risky, bloody situation like the one that the Israeli troops who are now right now massing on the border, those are very, very real risks. One can only hope that to make up for some of the intelligence failures that everyone has pointed to concerning what happened over the weekend, and yes, it's just over this weekend, that it's very necessary for people to look at the long-term consequences and the end game. We will be getting to more tomorrow with some distinguished guests. Meanwhile, there is a little bit of entertainment that actually surprised me. It's a movie that's part of a series, the Transformers series, but Rise of the Beasts represented a pretty dramatic rise in quality of this franchise. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
After 6 previous films and 16 years, the Transformers are back with new allies, the Maximals, a breed of beastly robots to join the Autobots as allies in their battle against an evil alien god. Yep, that's the premise of Transformers, Rise of the Beasts.
Of all the threats from both your past and future, you've never faced anything like this. Let them come.
Well, the surprise, once you actually see this film, is that it's just about the best of the franchise. Do the Transformers, Rise of the Beasts, qualify as high art? Well, no. But the movie is almost incurably entertaining, despite all the underlying absurdities. Rated PG-13 for all of the violent apocalyptic confrontations you'd expect. 2.5 stars for the better-than-you'd-expect Transformers, Rise of the Beasts. And again, I did not have any kind of high or even mediocre expectations for a Transformers movie, but this one is more clever than would be anticipated. Coming up, speaking more clever than would be anticipated, the Republican Party in the state of Washington has had a long dry spell. They haven't elected a governor of this state since the Reagan era. And now there is a Republican with a real chance for the governorship, former congressman, tremendously good guy, and yes, law enforcement hero, Dave Reichert. He's going to be joining us about how he means to shake up Washington politics and what an earthquake it would be. We'll talk to Dave Reichert tomorrow. Also, the president of the University of Florida, Ben Sasse, yeah, that's right, the former senator, shows all the other universities how to handle publicly the conflict in the Middle East. We will get to that, and there's a provocative column in the Washington Post, provocative headline, too. Trump as Jesus, why he casts himself as a martyr, and why fans go along, and go along enthusiastically. We'll talk about that next time. And at Western Washington University, the Arab Student Association referred to the Hamas gunmen who murdered men, women, and children as resistance fighters and said the wholesale slaughter of civilians was justified. What are the consequences on a university campus at a public university? And Trump brags that he's got more indictments than famous mob boss Al Capone. Reasons for pride? We'll talk about it all next time, Friday, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.